Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you may have seen, President Donald Trump is proceeding with his plan to construct a massive ballroom in the White House. And contrary to what was previously indicated, this seems to entail tearing down the east wing of the building, work that's already begun. But he's not the first president to change their temporary digs. Neil Palmer is a senior lecturer in US politics at Brunel University in London. Afternoon now.
Good afternoon.
Until this week, what was the East Wing of the White House used for?
Well, it had various uses throughout its history since it was built in 1902. It became an area where first ladies had their office because they had their own aides and a social secretary and a press secretary. So they were there. Also, there's a White House theatre there for the presidential family when they want to watch a film. And there was also the White House operations room where the president would go with senior aides when needed. So all of those will presumably have to relocate or perhaps fall into disuse.
OK, but they've given no indication because I would imagine the operations room sounds kind of important.
Yes, it does. I mean, there are several locations that they can transfer those activities to. So I think, you know, that would have been thought through beforehand. The real shock is that it needs to be thought through at all.
Yes, because the indications were previously, I'm not sure if I'm getting this wrong, that he had said there was no need to knock down the East Wing, that they would build this ballroom somewhere separately.
Well, that's right. And the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, said in September that nothing will be torn down. That was her quotation. And now they're taking a wrecking ball to the entire building.
Then again, in fairness, Trump isn't the first person to adjust the White House.
No, absolutely not. It's more controversial in the way it's being done rather than what's being done. Because over the sort of centuries, the White House has been altered, it's been renovated, it's been structurally changed, and of course it's been redecorated, and rooms have moved around as well. There's, you know, rooms have been used for different purposes. So, for example, when the daughter of Theodore Roosevelt came back to the White House years later and sat down to dinner, she suddenly looked up and amazed her guests by saying, "Good Lord, this is where I have my appendix out."
in the last century or so, though, has any change been made to the White House as dramatic as this one?
Yes, significant change was made in beginning in 1948 and going on until 1952. Harry Truman and his wife moved out of the White House and lived in Blair House, when the White House was effectively gutted. They took out the floors, they took out the walls, and inside there was nothing but a shell because it had become so structurally unsound that chandeliers were swinging from the ceiling of their own accord, rats were running around, and they feared that the piano would sink through the floor into a lower room. So Truman got permission from Congress and had the whole thing redone.
Right. Does Trump need permission from Congress to do this?
He needs permission. He can get permission from several places. The controversy is what he needs permission for and whether he's asked for it. There are two different organisations. There's the National Trust for Historic Preservation, which says that, in fact, demolition requires a public review before it can go ahead, and one hadn't been requested. But there's also the National Capital Planning Commission, which said that, in fact, you only need a review for construction rather than for demolition, and they are actually putting a request for permission in at the moment. So, of course, after they've actually started the alterations.
OK, see, but you don't need sort of planning permission in the traditional sense, then?
You do need planning permission. I mean, it's a historic building, and there are, as I mentioned, those two organisations. Also, Congress grants funds. So there are hoops that you have to jump through, and the Trump administration, as in other cases, has perhaps been a little lax, preferring to, in a sense, surprise people and move ahead such that it becomes just, you know, it's a fact. It's too late to do anything about it.
Mm.
But that is very often the way that Trump operates as president.
And, it's estimated this ballroom's going to cost $250 million. Have those funds been allocated yet?
Yes, because, well, he claims they have. Trump was asked about the funding and said that basically he was putting up some money and his friends. There's corporate money involved. I know that Comcast has put some money in. I think it's kind of a bad public image for some people in the United States because, you know, if it's done from public funds, you could argue it's a waste of money or it's not necessary. But at least it's not from corporate donors and multimillionaires, which may prove, you know, difficult for the Trump administration to argue away.
The plans for it, as much as been released, when it's finished, will the building look different?
Yes, it'll look very different because the thing is huge. The White House occupies about 55 square meters of land. The proposed building is 90,000, and it's also much higher than the old East Wing. So if you imagine the White House in the centre of two wings, an East Wing and a West Wing, both of which are roughly the same size, and the White House is the biggest building, this is going to upset the balance. You're going to take one of those smaller wings away, and you're going to replace it with a very large, towering structure, which is going to alter the look of the buildings in total, including the White House, which will be somewhat dwarfed by this.
Oh, that's an odd kind of choice, really, because you'd think probably from an architectural point of view, you'd still want the White House to be, you know, the centrepiece there of that structure.
Yes, you would. But Trump, as I said, in all things, thinks big and tries to act big and boldly, or perhaps bigly and boldly. And, you know, this is perhaps not surprising that something of this sort would happen.
When's it due to be finished?
I'm not sure. They're moving ahead very quickly. And I know that they've already said that by Saturday the demolition is going to be completed. After that, how long the construction will take, I don't know. But Trump will definitely want it finished before he leaves office. And he leaves in January 2029.
Yeah. Well, presumably it'll take less time than that, or perhaps give him an excuse to hang around a bit longer.
I imagine it would, yeah.
Niall Palmer is a senior lecturer in US politics at Brunel University in London. Niall, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And as one texter says, of course, Trump doesn't need a first lady's office. Well, presumably she does stuff and she'll need to sit someplace. Another texter wants to know, so is the Lincoln bedroom actually built by Lincoln? Were they sleeping on the floor before that? I don't know. I imagine he didn't do the work himself. They probably got builders in to dicky it up for whatever reason. That's why Trump bought his personality to work. I wish sometimes he'd leave it at home. Says Kevin. Well, indeed, even if you look at pictures of the Oval Office, it is very, very Trumpified. There's lots of gold and all that kind of stuff in it. And another texter says, that's actually mad that it'll be bigger than the main part of the building. The White House is so iconic. Next, he'll be putting a golf club in the Statue of Liberty's head. You can kind of see that, can't you? You really can.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.